Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgie Today, right in the middle of the month. We got a giant show for this week. My first guest is singer-songwriter Don McLean, and we're going to be talking about the 50th anniversary of American Pie. Later on in the hour, Lex McMahon will be joining us, talking about a great promotion that he's got going for Titan, the Fighting Championship. And Megan Kaiser will be here. She's going to be chatting about summer camping. June is camping month. Next hour, Vicki Lawrence will be joining us. Bob Eubanks will be here. Remember him from the Newlywed Game? Pat Benatar's husband and partner on stage, Neil Giraldo. And Marissa Meshulam, who's going to be talking about how to have a good, healthy summer as far as diet is concerned. That's all coming up this week. And my first guest is coming up next, Don McLean.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys who drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Man, I tell you, that rendition of that song just so good. It's so sensational. Welcome back here with Ron Sedgie Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And the singer of that song is on our show right now, along with a group called Home Free. Haven't talked to him in a long, long time. Joining us right now is legendary Don McLean. Hey, Don, how are you? Welcome back. Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, I'm just in great shape and having a blast. And I don't know how many 75-year-olds have a number one record, but I do. So.
I think you got Tony Bennett beat. I watched you the other night on Huckabee, and you did a great job. You and I had a very special night together back in, I think, 71 or 72. I was sitting at your table in New York City when you won the Grammy for American Pie.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact. In fact, I have a picture of it here in my studio right now. You and me took.
Well, how do you like that?
Yeah, and I saw you the last time, several years ago, at the Hard Rock over here at Universal Studios. But I have to tell you, you know, when a song is done so well initially, you often think, why would anybody redo it? But I got to tell you, this version that you have out right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't hear this and watch the video, which is a great production, you're missing a great musical moment. And I tell you, the song, let's face it, it's like the Mona Lisa of music.
Well, most people don't want to mess with it. And these guys went right in there and made a very good version, and it's almost got a little bit of a, you know, a 50s rock and roll feel to it, which works perfectly. And they know what they're doing, and their people who have produced their records know what they're doing. So it was a joy for me to be part of this. And, oh, I didn't have to do much at all. You know, just sing the song, and they made the video and made the track. And their fans like it. And, my God, it's all over YouTube and everywhere else. It's and I think that, you know, in a way, with these theaters closing and we haven't had a live show in a year, and, you know, in a way, a lot of the music has died for a while. I think we'll bring it back to life. But I think American Pie is resonating with people here in America, again, as a result of the hardship that we've gone through in this last year. So it's coming back, and it does come back. I remember I was with Kenny Rogers in Washington around 1999 or around there. We were in Washington to sing at the turn of the century.
Right.
At a big turn of the century concert that Quincy Jones had put together. And I mentioned to him, I think Madonna had was recording American Pie, and it was coming back. And I said to him, you know, my song is coming back. And he said to me, well, my songs ain't never coming back.
Well, you know what? Yours has stood the test of time, celebrating the 50th anniversary of American Pie. You know, when people try to cap a better version of a song that was so well done initially, it just doesn't work all the time. I don't care who does it. And your songs, of course, have been recorded by so many people. I love the song, Vincent, and I Love You So, which not only was sung by Perry Como on a major hit, but also it was part of the wedding ceremony of Harry and Meghan. And I got to ask you, Don, was it more exciting having it played at their wedding ceremony or hearing Elvis sing it?
Elvis' version of And I Love You So is one of the high points. In fact, I recently got a triple platinum presentation from RCA for Elvis in concert, where And I Love You So is the last song on the last side, side four. I'm very proud of that.
Yes.
And I have a lot of gold records on my wall from different artists and from my own work. But this is my pride and joy, because Elvis was my man, and he was the one that made me want to have a guitar and want to sing. And, you know, it's very weird, because every day something comes up on Elvis Presley.
You're right.
You know, they keep, you know, I mean, he never ends. You're always hearing it. There's book after book. I've read every book, I guess, through the years. And the thing about it is that when you first saw him in the 1950s, it was almost like falling in love with something.
I know. You're right.
It really was. It was unusual. It's not like Sinatra, Beatles, any of that stuff. It was like a beautiful bouquet of roses, or, and you fell in love with this. I heard Heartbreak Hotel on a little transistor radio with a bunch of kids, and it made the whole night seem different.
Yeah.
The sound coming out of that radio, and it's never changed all these years. When I go back and listen to those records, the other day I put on That's When Your Heartache Begins.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, you know, there's so much wisdom in a lot of his simple songs, you know, Treat Me Nice, you know, Too Much. There's a lot to be said for those songs. Don't Be Cruel. Elvis was a gentle person, and the songs that he sang, especially in the beginning, you know, we think of him as this badass rock and roll guy,
right.
I mean, he is, but he's singing very beautiful ideas.
Talk about, you know, where you are when you hear a song. I remember being in a rainstorm in my father's 53 Packard and listening to Don't Be Cruel, but you remember it. As I remember the night that the music died, we just celebrated this past February 3rd, the 62nd anniversary of the death of Ritchie Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper, and now here we are, the 50th anniversary of American Pie. Don, you were delivering newspapers. I was getting ready to go with my parents to an Edsel dealership to see the new Edsel. That's how much that night affected me like it affected you delivering those papers.
Well, I've never forgotten Buddy Holly ever. He was always, and every time I remember looking at the cover of that album, Buddy Holly's Story, which came out after he died, which made it even more powerful, that beautiful photo of his head with those glasses and that look on his face. He was a serious country boy, you know. Those guys were serious. It's very powerful.
Let's go back to the new song that's out right now. These guys and you, it's a perfect blend. Your voice is so strong in this song. And that bass part that that gentleman does, he does a great job with that bass line.
Yeah, he really does. I've sung with the Jordanaires. I've sung with the Persuasions. I've sung with lots of different background singers. And I've known a lot of bass singers in Nashville. And he's very, very good. They're also in tune. They have good blends. So this group has been around a long time. It's not something new. You know, they've been doing these recordings. Their following has been growing. I think this record, and I'm an old guy, you know, I've got plenty of everything. I think it's going to be really good for them. I think they're going to build up their, they're going to get a real shot in the arm from this whole thing. And the thing is, it's going to be played every year.
Right. And the shot in the arm, of course, is the fact that you're there. I mean, it's not like they're doing it without your endorsement, without your approval, and without your approach and your sound of the song. Because without that, Don, I mean, you know, let's face it, if that song was sung by just the band, as you say, they're great, it wouldn't have the impact that the fact that you're there with them. And you're right. This thing is really hot. And as I mentioned earlier, the video is very cool, too. I mean, it almost feels like you're backstage with you guys while you're putting it together. It's done very cleverly. If you haven't seen it, ladies and gentlemen, you got to see it. It's sensational.
Yeah, I don't think there's been this many good things said about me in 100 years, so I'm pretty happy.
No, don't be so hard on yourself, Don. You've had a hell of a career, boy. There's no doubt about it. And by the looks of things, you're just getting going. Are you going to resume touring schedule, certainly when all this grief is behind us, hopefully soon?
Once I'm given permission, you know, I'm going to be, I can't wait to go. I mean, I'm sitting here waiting for somebody to tell me something. You know, all I hear is we have to move this. We can't do it now. You know, the country's closed, blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking of the 10 million people who are one stimulus check away from living in the car.
Right.
And it was little children. This is an outrage. And 400,000 people that have died already. I'm not going to worry about whether Don McLean can go out and make more money on the road. Mm-hmm. Believe you me, I'm not concerned about me at all. I'm really thinking about the trouble that this has brought people who were middle class, you know, and building something together. Young couples, you know, 35, 40, went to good schools, had good jobs, a baby or two. Everything was looking beautiful. The economy was rolling along, and bingo, falling off the edge of a cliff, you know, a year ago. Wow. Unprecedented and terrible, and I feel so bad.
Don, we're going to take a quick break, but Don McLean and I will return with more with Ron Sedgy today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Starry, starry night. Ain't your palette blue and gray?
Another great romantic song by the genius of Don McLean, the story of Vincent Van Gogh. And you know, you can tell now why you write these great songs, because your heart is in it. I mean, when you hear songs like Vincent and I Love You So and Castles in the Sky, you can hear the impact that you have on these songs, including your version of Crying, which when I was a disc jockey back in the day, I play that all the time. You know, when you start covering songs by Roy Orbison and doing a sensational job, you know you've arrived, and boy, you did on that song.
Well, I met Roy a number of times. I worked with him, too. He once said that he liked my version better than his.
Oh, really?
I think he wrote that somewhere. Yes. He was very sweet to me.
Wow.
I told him, I said, Roy, I heard that song. I said, I knew I could do it. I just knew I had to do that song. I had a different way I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. That was dramatic, and he started doing it my way.
Really?
Yeah, because the original, which is Dynamite record, I mean, oh my God, that's so beautiful, is sort of like has a bouncy thing. You know, I was all right, dum-dum-dum, for a while, dum-dum-dum, like that.
Right.
With that feel to it, and I came, but I was all right, do-do-do-do, for a while, do-do-do-do. But my plan with the song was, slowly build up the tension till it was absolutely drive you crazy, you know, and then it explodes at the end, you know,
Right. You did do it very methodically, and you're right, the build up as a result of that, I think, was more intense, and who would think that it could be more intense than Roy, but boy, you pulled it off and pulled it off marvelously. It was a great version of that.
Yeah. Roy is such a, he's almost like an interplanetary figure of some sort. He's not quite human.
You're right.
You know, the glasses and the songs and that amazing voice and hair and the look on his face and everything. He's just like some kind of an alien. And his name is like Orbit. You know, Orbison is like he came. I always thought of him that way as sort of a. An extraterrestrial human of some kind. Of course, that's the way you want to be. You know, Elvis certainly was from another planet.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Little Richard, definitely. So, you know, you don't want to be earthbound. You want to be a good singer. And that means to all these young people out there, do something different. You know, don't do everything. You know, one of the things that really bothers me, and I'm a Western film guy, and I love old Western movies, you know, and I love all kinds of things about the West. And the old cowboys, you know, would always wear different style hats because they would come from, you know, Montana, Wyoming, wherever. You could tell where a puncher came from by the hat he wore.
Yeah.
Everybody in the rodeo today wears the same hat. It's always curled the same way, sort of like a shovel in front. I'm thinking, man, can't you, one of you people do something different?
Yeah.
There's this emphasis on always being the same as the other guy, and I wish we'd get away from that in this country.
I have a feeling that if you and I were neighbors, we would have a whole heck of a lot in common, because I love old Westerns. I die for old Westerns. I was very close to the Elvis people. Joe Esposito, in fact, was a partner of mine for many, many years. Your interpretation of music and your views on different styles are so in line with mine, it's kind of a little spooky. I can remember back in the early 70s with every disc jockey in the world was trying to interpret the words of American Pie. And it had to be a ball for you to listen to this, because you knew why they were written. And there were some bizarre and some very accurate and clever ways that they interpreted it.
Yes, but always wrong.
Really? Is that right?
Yes, because every so-called figure or person in that song is three or four different people. That's the one thing they can't get through their thick skulls, that it's not one person. It's a dream. It's all changing all the time.
Well, you are like an artist. When I said that that song is like the music version of the Mona Lisa, it's because you as an artist are like so many great artists in so many different professions, Don. I mean this. Sitting at the table with you in New York City when you got that award, I never think that 50 years later we'd be chatting about the song and about the indelible impact that you have made on music. I know you are, because I heard you tell this to Governor Huckabee. I know that you're proud of your career. You should be, because, you know, in the 20th century, ladies and gentlemen, he was one of the top five composers of that entire century, 100 years, Recording Industry of America nominated him for that, along with so many things, including the Library of Congress National Registry for Recording. You're quite a guy, quite a talent. I'm proud to have met you.
Well, I tell you what, I'm so thankful that people found something of mine that they liked and that they've enjoyed my performances and my albums, and I'm very honored, I'm very lucky, and I really never try to do anything that would embarrass my fans or hurt people. You know, I've always done the right thing, I thought. Tried real hard to do, you know, beautiful work so that people would enjoy it. And I think now that everybody's home so long, worried about their future, young people especially, not knowing what they're going to do. They're in high school, what's going to happen? College is messed up. All that, they have one thing at least they can cling to, and that is the music that's there, and it never changes. And we will come out of this. We are always America, stronger than ever. I like what Roosevelt said. I quote him. I says, "We face the future with confidence. We are American."
Well said, Don. With all the things that entertainers and politicians and businessmen are trying to do during this pandemic, the one common denominator is music, whether it's a symphony, an opera, a rock and roll song, Gregorian chant, doesn't make any difference. And you, I think, has contributed the most in this area with this rendition of American Pie, an American song by an American artist, done again, absolutely sensational, along with Home Free. It is everywhere, my friends. If you don't get this song and watch the video, you're missing the best part of the new year. You're a great guest. We haven't talked in a long, long time. Anytime you want to chat, I would love to have you back on the show. And I appreciate the time that you've taken.
Thank you very much.
Stay safe, my friend.
Yes, I will. Don't worry about me. I'm a tough old cob. I managed to hang out.
One of these days, we'll put on our cowboy hats, do a little trip out the west, and have a little fun. Thanks, Don.
Okay, thank you very much. Nice interview. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it, too, and let's do it again soon. Okay, my friend?
All right.
Okay, Don McLean has been our guest. I tell you, when you're talking to him, you're like talking to the best when it comes to music. The man is a genius. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
We were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Throw me Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye. Singing, this will be the day that I die.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
G7 leaders are signing a Carbis Bay Declaration on health to prevent another global pandemic. Under the declaration, the G7 leaders will be vowing to take steps to ensure global devastation caused by the coronavirus is never repeated. The British government said it plans to establish a new center to prevent infectious diseases from spreading from animals to humans, noting that 75% of new human disease originates in animals, and these diseases have been emerging at an increasing rate. Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Well, I have been wanting this interview for a long, long time, and we have finally put it together. Our next guest on our show, he's like family to me, and he is the COO of Titan FC Fighting Champions. He's going to be having a huge event that's coming up on June 19th in Chicago. Joining us right now is Lex McMahon. Hey, Lex, how you doing, bro?
Well, I am doing amazing, Ron. I tell you, I am
so excited to be able to sit and chat with you, my longtime friend. I just, you know, it's kind of an honor, man. I'm excited that I finally made the status where I can make the Ron Sedgy show.
Lex, you could have done that a long, long time ago. I would be remiss if I didn't say it this time. Lex and I are very, very close because his father was Ed McMahon. And, of course, everybody knows that's listened to this show for at least a minute knows that Ed McMahon and I were not only partners, but my best friend. Lex is carrying the torch of being an honorable not only individual, but a Marine. You know, your dad doesn't matter to me once, and that's when I refer to him as a retired Marine. Man, he went through the roof on that one.
What's a Marine? Always a Marine.
that was the only time he said, are you kidding me? You really said that? Hey, Lex, tell me about this crusher. Now, I know that it's a metal recycling plant up in West Chicago, and they are really partnering with you and the Titan FC and a hero to help veterans who have committed suicide because of terrible effects they've had after being in battle. Approximately 22 veterans a day, ladies and gentlemen, are committing suicide to make an average of 8,000 a year. But a hero was born. To date, 10,000 veterans have been helped by a hero, and only two have been lost to suicide. Tell us about this, and tell us about Titan, which I have seen you do.
Well, thank you very much again, Ron. Titan FC is partners with the UFC. We're a mixed martial arts promotion. One of the things that I do is our fights are shown in over 150 countries. Netflix, but for combat sports. Very same thing. So I broadcast my fights in 150 countries. And one of the things, you know, as you mentioned, is I'm a Marine. I'll be a Marine to the day I die. My bones in the grave will still be a Marine. That's just who we are. And after 9/11, I actually tried to get back into the military, you know, back into the Marine Corps, and I found out it wouldn't take me, which was devastating. So it was at that moment that I decided I was going to serve those who are actually able to still serve. And I got quickly associated with A Hero, which is a military veteran nonprofit, and our mission is to raise awareness about PTSD and to help prevent veteran suicide. We've saved lives.
94 or 98% of all donated funds, by the way, for A Hero go back to the service members and the veterans. There are no paid staff members.
All volunteer, Ron. All volunteer.
This Titans that you have set up is staggering. I came down to Fort Lauderdale one time to watch Lex's company do their business, and I want to tell you, it is very exciting. But, you know, I didn't know this at the time, but since I saw you there, Lex, I found out through the grapevine that you fought in one of these. I can't believe it. First of all, you won $40,000 and donated the whole thing to A Hero USA, which is sensational, but I know you would do that. What was it like fighting? Because I tell you, that's a brutal sport.
Well, I've been in the sport on the business side of it for about 12, 13 years. And it's an incredible sport. It really is. I could sit in a park, watch two old guys play checkers, and that competition would get me excited. But the competition of mixed martial arts, being in the arena when the door shuts, the energy is just, it's through the roof. It's my favorite sport. Obviously, I'm biased because I make a living at it. But the energy is incredible. And I've made a lot of money over the years asking these fighters to go in and fight. And I got to be honest, it felt somewhat just not authentic. As a Marine, I've always believed in leadership from the front. So I decided at a very young age of 49 to make my mixed martial arts debut. And Ron, you're going to love this. I won in 58 seconds.
Wow.
Knocked the guy silly and then put him to sleep with a choke.
Wow. And are you going to go back and do that again, Lex?
Well, Ron, I don't want you to let the cat out of the bag, but it could happen.
It could happen.
My goal is, I actually said I would never fight again. So it was a one-time thing. But what I realized is we have this tremendous platform where we can raise a lot of awareness about PTSD. My body is willing and able. I think I'm going to take a good look at fighting again, because if I can raise a bunch of money and raise awareness, then I'm accomplishing our mission.
Well, you could tell that you're a chip off the old block. Lex served 4 years of active duty, 4 years in the reserves while attending college, but he was deployed twice and wanted to go back again. I never even knew that. Tell us about what's going to happen on the 19th with this Crusher now.
We've been very fortunate that the folks who own Crusher, which is a tremendous company that has strong connection to the military. They break down metal cars, school buses, all those sorts of things. They said, listen, Lex, we love what you guys are doing. We love what Titan is doing with A Hero. we want to be a part of it. So we decided that we would put an event together where we're going to have some veterans come to the event. Crusher is working with A Hero, and we're going to target some veterans in the Chicago community.
Now, I'm going to ask you to say something here if you want to, Lex. You don't have to do this, but I have to pass the ball on to you, because if I do it, I won't be able to do it and keep my composure. Your dad, when he was very, very sick in the hospital, asked you to do something for him. Tell that story.
I got to be honest, Ron, I didn't make it through it when I did it. But, it's definitely, this story to me symbolizes what the brotherhood and the camaraderie associated with the military. Ed was very ill, and a lot of my very dear friends, they all took time away from their jobs and their families to stand guard around it so that paparazzi wouldn't get a picture of him, not the way we would want people to remember him, in a hospital bed with tubes, made sure that he was treated with respect. And once he first went into the hospital, he said to me, you know, Lex, we've had a great relationship, and a lot for your listeners who don't know, I was adopted. He said, listen, I've given you everything. I said, yes, sir. He goes, I've never asked for anything. I said, yes, sir. He said, son, it's time to pay your bill. He said, listen, I want to be buried by the Marines as a Marine, and I want you to give eulogy in your uniform. And I said, yes, sir, I can make that happen. I remember walking out after that conversation, which was obviously very heavy. I walked out, and I called Major General Mike Leonard. Here's the situation. Ed just made this request. He said, listen, Marine, here's what I want you to do. So I want you to get down to Camp Pendleton and get fitted for a new Blues uniform, and I'll take care of everything else. When Ed did pass and it was time for his service, the Marine Corps sent 50 Marines to be there for him. And General Leonard gave the eulogy on behalf of the Marine Corps, and I gave the eulogy on behalf of the family. So I got to fulfill Ed's dying wish, and we're Marines. That's what we do. It brought the whole thing full circle, Ron.
I have one of the flags that were folded that was given to the family, and then they gave one to me. And it's something that I will treasure till the day I die. Where can we go, Lex, to learn more about the Titan Fighting Championship so that people can go on the website, find out where your shows are? Because it's fantastic.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. So, you know, if you go to titanfighting.com, all the information about the company, our events, it's all on there. And you can also connect to A Hero through the Titan Fighting website. You could also go directly to A Hero, which is A Hero USA. Learn about what we're doing. Hopefully, you know, save some lives. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to accomplish.
If you ever need an announcer, let me know. I know of one, okay?
I know a guy who's a pretty good voice.
We had some great times together out there. I got to be honest with you.
That's right, buddy.
Thank you so much. And please, come back anytime you want.
I do, and I'm telling you right now, I would love to have you and Claudia as my guests either July 2nd or August 6th at our events here. I got your hotel room. You come be my guest, and you go to a Titan fight. You guys will have a blast.
Okay, I'm on. I'm telling you right now, I'm on. We'll put it together, and then we've got to go out and have a couple dirty martinis in tribute to your dad, okay?
Me, my pleasure, buddy.
Okay. Thanks, Lex. Good luck, my friend. Okay?
Thank you. And by the way, what do you think? You think I learned a few things sitting around Ed all those years?
Let me
not bad on the radio, right?
Let me tell you something. I'm very proud of what you just did, okay? Because there's no doubt about it that you learned from the man. There's no question about it. He would be so proud of you right now. It would be unbelievable.
That's the one thing is I wish he could see it because, you know, I spend a lot of time doing media, Ron, and a lot of time on television, doing radio, and I'm always comfortable. It's 100% learning from one of the great.
It shows. You're really good.
Thank you, buddy. Miss you. Please do be my guest. Let's get together soon, okay? Think we could probably get a dirty martini and celebrate at it.
Lex McMahon has been our guest. Lex, of course, his father is Ed McMahon, and my best friend and mentor was also Ed, and he's doing a great thing. I'm very proud of what he's doing with the Titan Fighting Championship. We're going to take a quick pause, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. June is here, and I didn't know this. You learn something every day on this show, I tell you. June is National Camping Month. I want to learn all about this because I want to try something new. Our next guest is a travel expert, author and the host of the Travel Channel show 24/7. She's here to talk about camping, and she's also the author of a very cool book, Everywhere for Nothing, Free Travel for the Modern Nomad. Joining us right now is Megan Kaiser. Hi, Megan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
I really am interested in camping, and the reason I am is because all my friends, all my family ride me all the time because they said, if you go camping, Ron, you're going to be like with a black and white TV at a Marriott. You know, that's your idea of camping or no cable at some exotic resort. But I think it would be fun. And there's all kinds of camping. I mean, you've got outdoor camping and something that I never heard of before. Glamping, is it?
Glamping, yes. Glamorous camping.
Well, tell us about both.
National Camping Month. Let's see if we can make a convert out of you after this little conversation. So my book, It's Everywhere for Nothing, Free Travel for the Modern Nomad. And what is more free than camping? It's a great way to have new experiences, breathe that safe, fresh air, and just do it on your own terms. Now, if you want a little glamping, there's a lot of places that provide more glamorous tents, but you can also go out for a hike and then just stay at a B&B at the end of the day. Lots of great options for you.
Now, what about camping like in a tent? I mean, these are the real campers, are they not? I mean, the people that really are living off the earth, if you will.
Sure, but you know what? There's some pretty big tents out there. If you want to do it comfortable in your car camping, there's some tents that are as big as a bedroom. So why not just do that? You don't have to rough it just because you're camping. I mean, that's an option, but it's just personal preference.
How safe is it, though? I mean, I understand if you're at a campground where there's a lot of people around, but if you're going to go out in the middle of nowhere, is there some danger not only from animals but other people?
I wouldn't say there's any more danger than just walking around in a city. So there's always to have street smarts, even if you're not on the street. But I think if you look at the odds, you're a lot more safe out in the wilderness, you know, taking the appropriate precautions, like hanging up your food, having a nice little knife. But you're generally out there with yourself, with nature, and I think you'll have better odds of safety doing that, and you'll come away a lot more relaxed.
See, I have a tendency to agree with you on that one, to be honest. Now, what are some of the things we need to take? You know, if I go on a trip, I go with, like, steamers worth of clothes, all right? So obviously I got to tone down a little bit. But if you're going to go camping, let's say you're going to go for a week or even a weekend, what do you take with you? Not only clothing, but necessities, stoves or whatever you take, burners or propane or whatever the case is. You can tell I don't know anything about camping.
We'll get there. Well, first of all, I just did a 10-day hiking trip on the Appalachian Trail.
Whoa.
And after 2 days, I completely ran out of storage space on my phone. It's such a pain. So I always travel with a portable SSD. Specifically, I use the SanDisk Extreme Portable SSD V2. It is the perfect external drive to store all your photos, videos, memories without having to worry about it getting damaged while on the go. It's just about the size of a credit card, but it's super durable. It's got a built-in key ring, water and dust resistant, and it goes up to 4 terabytes of space. So whether you're at the beach where it's all sandy, hiking in the elements, you can rest assured you basically got a little portable lockbox you're taking with you to keep those memories safe.
Reception on a telephone. What happens if you get no reception?
That's a little bit of a gift sometimes.
Yeah.
You can still take your photos and videos. You can still have access to whatever you have on your phone. I always listen to audiobooks, usually if I'm hiking or just hanging out in my tent for a while if it's raining. That's why the portable SSD is so important, because you basically do a data dump onto it each night.
Now let's talk about the bugs, okay?
Oh.
What do you do to keep them away?
Yeah, I'm one of those people who bugs just adore. So for better or worse, bug spray is at the top of my packing list. I've tried a lot of brands, and I really love Ranger Ready brand because it's a DEET alternative repellent. It's got 12 hours of protection against mosquitoes and ticks, 8 hours against biting flies, gnats, no-see-ums, and other biting insects. It's non-greasy. They even have a line that you can spray all over your gear. Like, you can wear it every day, safe as long as you're 1 year old. And the scents are really good. You know, sometimes bug spray doesn't smell so great. But this one has night sky, amber, a kid-friendly orange, and they even have a scent-free collection. It's called Scent Zero. I think that's a minor miracle when it comes to bug sprays. I recently camped at a state park outside of St. Augustine, and I forgot to wear bug spray the first night. Was destroyed. Then I got my Ranger Ready out of the car, and I was fine for the other 2 days. Of course, my fiance doesn't get attacked ever, and he doesn't wear bug spray. I don't understand.
Maybe he's got bad blood or something. You know,
who knows?
Now, here's a little bit of Hollywood. The campfire. When you always see the movies with the campfire, it always looks so nice and romantic. What about some treats to eat by the campfire?
Of course, you got to think about food. That's an essential. And you know, I'm a Georgia girl, so peanuts are my favorite camping and travel snack. They are easy, portable, filling. Plus, ounce for ounce, there's a lot of tasty nutrition packed into that snack. I love to make trail mix, just my favorite dried fruits, some dark chocolate. If I'm talking about chocolate, I need to mention s'mores, because if you're around the campfire eating some s'mores, take it to another level by subbing the chocolate out with peanut butter cups. It is a game changer.
If I'm going camping, I'm going with you. I hope your fiance doesn't mind, but I'll just stay in my own tent because you sound like you sound like you know what you're doing. Campfire safety. You know, a lot of people make campfires and then they go to sleep and they forget to really treat them the way they should before they leave them.
Mm-mm. Not me. Not if you're going camping with me. You got to make sure that's all the way out. Just keep it safe and also make sure your food is packed away. I recently heard when I was out on the 8th Appalachian Trail, someone packed their food up, but then they rubbed their skin with coconut oil before they went to sleep. And they actually had a visit by a bear that night.
You know, you got to be careful. Now, your book, does your book talk about affordable travel, free travel, things,
yes,
that are good hints for how to get into these campgrounds?
It is full of hints, not just campgrounds, but also hotels.
Oh.
Flights, you can do house sitting, you can stay on other people's farms while they feed you. So that's called Everywhere for Nothing, Free Travel for the Modern Nomad. Another one of my favorite tips in there is using credit card points. So if you're using any card to pay for something, make sure you're getting free money out of those transactions. Cards offer 1 point per dollar, but I use the cards that offer 2 to 5 points for every dollar, because you just need a few hundred points to start cashing in on experiences, and then a few thousand for free hotels, free flights. It is free money just for spending. It's one of those great ways when capitalism really works in our favor.
Where can we get the book?
Find it on Amazon or other large booksellers.
It's called Everywhere for Nothing, Free Travel for the Modern Nomad. And where can we go for more information? Megan, is there a website we can visit?
Sure. Everything I talked about today you can find at tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com. Megan, thanks for joining us. And I'm going to take you up on your suggestions and give this a try. Come back in a little while and I'll report on how I did, okay?
Can't wait to hear about it. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Megan. Megan Kaiser's been our guest, travel expert, author, and the host of Travel Channel's 24/7, and the author of the book Everywhere for Nothing, Free Travel for the Modern Nomad. And I'm serious. I'm going to try this camping. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Passed away due to COVID-19. Pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today. I want to thank my guest, Don McLean, celebrating the 50th anniversary of American Pie. Can you believe that? Also want to thank Lex McMahon from Titan FC and Megan Kaiser. Next hour, Vicki Lawrence will be joining us. Remember the Newlywed Game? Well, it's coming back, not with the original host, but he's here on the show to talk about that and many other things, with Bob Eubanks. Neil Giraldo will be joining us, Pat Benatar's husband and partner on stage. They are terrific. And Marissa Meschel will be here chatting about a good diet for summertime. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi. Today, we're going to pause, but we'll be right back with more.